This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 12th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The team is on the ground. That was the triumphant message on the website for the ALS Dash for a Cure, a 7-day round-the-world marathon flight to raise money and awareness for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, more commonly known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. Pilots Carol Ann Garrett and Carol Foy landed their Mooney M20J at Orlando International Airport at about 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday morning. It's not clear if the team set a new world record on their flight, but the record is secondary. The flight was planned as part of a million-dollar fundraising effort to fight ALS, which claimed Garrett's mother in 2002 and has also impacted Foy's family. They've raised about $415,000 so far. After spending weeks listening to reports of U.S. industries taking a beating, the Aerospace Industries Association is actually forecasting a sales increase in its sector for 2008. AIA CEO Marion Blakey presided over the annual AIA year-end review and forecast on Wednesday. Quote, "We are in an extremely challenging economic atmosphere, but our industry is proving to be remarkably durable. We anticipate this to continue, and we expect our industry will continue to be an asset to the U.S. economy as we climb out of our current financial hardships," unquote. The group expects sales for the year to be up 2.1% to $204 billion. AIA also projects a trade surplus of $61 billion. That's the largest of any U.S. manufacturing sector. Employment remains strong, averaging about 655,500 for the year. AIA boldly predicts another year of 2-plus percent growth in 2009. This will come as no big surprise, but the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and the Brazilian Air Force came to different conclusions in their separate investigations of a 2006 mid-air collision over the Amazon. This is that case of the Embraer Legacy 600 that was being ferried to the U.S. by two American pilots when it collided with a Gol Airlines 737 at 37,000 feet. The business jet made a safe emergency landing, but the 737 went down with 154 on board. The NTSB found Brazilian controllers bear most of the responsibility, having issued both aircraft, quote, "clearances which directed them to operate in opposite directions on the same airway at the same altitude, resulting in a mid-air collision," unquote. The Brazilian Air Force, on the other hand, which handles the nation's air traffic control, took some blame on its own system and controllers, but suggested U.S. pilots Joseph Lepore and Jan Palladino should have been more cognizant of their surroundings and more familiar with their airplane. Another controversy surrounding that crash has to do with Vanity Fair magazine. In connection with its article titled "The Devil at 37,000 Feet," the magazine has released the complete cockpit voice recorder audio file on its website. In the U.S., public release of the actual audio recordings would be illegal. Gideon Ewers of the International Federation of Air Pilots Associations is outraged that the last few moments of a pilot's life could become a public novelty. Quote, "They should never be used as a means to provide what can only be described as voyeuristic entertainment to the public at large," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing finally announces a fourth Dreamliner delay. Production gaffes lead to more realignment in Boeing management. And an Angel flight makes a safe, forced landing in a frozen soybean field. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Bob Warner, who retired from his senior VP post at EAA back in February, but is back as a volunteer to head the Fly for Life program at AirVenture 2009. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.